All right, we're going to jump into the Hive language a little bit here. Now, once again, we're in the HD Insight or Hadoop area of Azure, and we've decided we're going to deploy this. And one of the reasons that Hive is very attractive is it looks a great deal like SQL. It's very SQL-like, but the process that it uses is slightly different, so we're going to take a peek at that for a moment. But let's talk about what it is first. It's just a higher-level abstraction of MapReduce. So instead of writing a Java or MapReduce code, you can write what looks like SQL code, and it will translate that for you. It also will take unstructured or semi-structured data and make it look more structured. It's kind of an interesting way that it works. One of the things that I really like about it is that it will allow us to take a directory, now stay with me here, a directory, and put a bunch of text files in the directory, and then query the directory as if all of those text files were really a table. And that becomes useful to us because, remember, in our example, they have the call log files from around the world for the service files for the bicycles. They've got those all over the place, and we can get those into a shape such that we can dump them all into one directory, a container, a blob within Azure Storage. Then we can tell Hive, simply query all those thousands of files, and we can get the data back as if we were talking to a database when actually we're talking to tons and tons of text files. So that's really kind of cool. It actually translates, as I mentioned, everything down, but it's not a relational database. It will feel like one, but it isn't one. When you're done, you don't see the results on the screen, although you can. Actually, what happens is it restores the data somewhere else, and that somewhere else, in our case, is going to be an Azure Blob Storage. There's a few things. Here's sort of a description of the architecture. It's the same kind of idea, but in general, what we're thinking about here is that Hive is going to compile this, and then Hadoop will run what Hive has compiled, and that's kind of the way that works. You can get to Hive in very many ways there. You can see ODBC, and you can see there's a Hive web interface. That's part of one of the things. In fact, I have a graphic on that. Yeah, there's actually a Hive shell. There's a query console called Hue that's inside Ambari. So you have all these different methods of sort of working with Hive. And here's the way that it sort of works. So what you'll do is you'll create a table in Hive. And what you're really doing is not creating a table. You're creating the description of a table that is actually stored in a database, which is kind of ironic in a way. That is then used to import the data through that definition into the Hive structure. So now the text files that are out there and have been run will look like a table, but that table is being persisted over in a database, and then you can query that table and it will go back out and get you the data that you're looking for. You do have data definition language and data manipulation, so DML, DDL. You will be lacking some DCL, the data control language that does things around permissions, rights, owners, things like that. So that's kind of the way that works. Okay, that's a quick discussion of Hive. There's a lot more in your resources that you can go learn, but you don't have to learn a whole lot. I would take a look at a couple of sample Hive queries out there just to get what you're looking at, and then we're going to do one as part of our labs as well, so you can just hang on until then. Or you can go look at a couple. I'd recommend you do go out and look at least the basics of the Hive language, although you don't need to be an expert in Hive to do what we're going to do today or this week. But definitely you want to take a look at it so you understand the structure.